You are now listening to a Morgasm. Go ahead and get your hand ready. Or your toy, depending on who you are. And get ready to have a Morgasm. Pineapple Squad, it's your girl Amore from Amorgasm, and I'm just sitting here giving y'all a little break from everything, and I want to tell y'all some things. I want to start off by saying, if you are under 18 and you listen to Amorgasm, I will say this: do not get drawn in into sex or anything we talk about with adult lifestyle thinking, okay, I'm gonna rush for it, or ooh, I want to feel this, or I want to do this. We are not here to have you do that or encourage you to do these things, because we are also here to tell you the outcome on situations that we have experienced in order to get where we are today. Do not rush into anything because you feel like it, you hear that it feels good. Not even feel. You feel like you have to because everybody else is doing it, and you're hearing all these amazing things about sex, men, partying, all this. Focus on school. Focus on gaining a career. Even if it ain't being in school, gain a career and become a mogul of your own. Do not put any distractions in your way. Put them things on pause and make sure you grind out and worry about the bag first. And I don't preach that much because I have not realized we do have underage listeners. We do have young women that want to know what older women are doing. Great, but let's focus first, okay? And also, my DM is ever open for any advice or anything that you are currently going through. Even if you are already having sex, use protection. There are so many resources out here that you can even get birth control without your parents' consent. Because birth control is on you. It's your consent. Your parents do not have to consent to it. And maybe this is the wrong information, or maybe I shouldn't be given this information, but I feel like as a older woman that did not have this information given to me at a young age, and all I did was hear about these wonderful things about sex, about going out, about all this, I never had nobody to actually give me all the information that I needed to make sure I was protected mentally, financially, sexually, emotionally, there to tell me these are the downsides. This is what you need to focus on. I never had that. I love my community, but I never had that because nobody wants to admit soul ties. Nobody wants to admit the energy that you give somebody when you allow them in your space. Nobody wants to admit that you can get sidetracked from your goals with sex, with going out with friends. Nobody wants to admit none of that. Focused. And sometimes it's cool to meditate. Sometimes it's cool to read a book. It's sometimes cool to write a list down of things that you want to achieve. And this is for my young and my older women. It's okay not to be okay. It's okay to be vulnerable in life. It is okay to achieve everything that you want to achieve and hold back from sex, hold back from going out. It's okay. your goals are fine. It's okay that sometimes y'all live y'all sex fantasies through a orgasm. That's what we're here for. It's okay. And I don't know if a lot of y'all haven't heard that in a while. When I say it's okay, it's okay. And it took me a long time to know that the words "it's okay" are so powerful. And we say it when we yell at a man. We say it when our kids did something they knew they shouldn't did, and we're like, you know what, it's okay. But we have never looked at it in a way that we're irritated. So it's okay, I just don't want to argue about it. No, start looking at that as a powerful word when somebody tells you it's okay, because it is. Learn to take words that we say when we're irritated and we're mad to make us feel powered, to know like it's okay, like it is. And why I keep repeating that, because I know a couple of you who are going to write me and be like, make a joke out of it, because it is funny, because we are never okay as women. Or as men, we never feel valued. We never feel like we're worthy. We're never told, oh, no, we are okay for who we are and how we see it and how we're going to get it done. We're going to vibe. Be your own person. If nobody wants to fuck with you, guess what? It's okay. If that dude don't want to fuck with you no more because you're more worried about getting your shit together than fucking him, sucking him, and going out with him and putting all your attention on him, your attention is on doing better for you, baby, it's okay. There's another man that's going to want to do that, that's going to love that you're focusing on your goals and your financial stability and not him. He's going to want you to do that. Don't be scared of that love. It's okay. We're at the age. I'm in my late 20s. And when I mean this, I am just now finding who I am. I didn't know who I was 10 years ago. I damn sure didn't know who I was 5 or even 2. I am still processing as an adult woman, as a mature woman. I'm still trying to get in touch with that femininity that I lost because I was too hard trying to become masculine. Because I used the words, it's okay, in a negative energy that it made me start protecting myself and my soul. So what I would love for y'all to do, listeners, take a list down. Put "it's okay" at the top. On one, put 2 lines directly down. You're going to have 3 spaces. With them 3 spaces. At the top, I want you to put positivity and negativity. And with that saying, when you say it's okay, put what makes you that when you say what's negative about when you say it, what's about what you say. When you hear it, you don't know if somebody's being sincere. And when it's positive, speak something positive. And I'm telling you, that positive gonna outweigh that negative. It's okay. Because the more positive we are, the more we focus, the more we're setting ourselves for energies that are within our circle, we're better. We always have to be our best versions of ourselves. But it's okay to also have a moment when we become our worst version. Because if we don't become that worst version of ourselves, we ain't gonna be the best version. With that being said, I hope all of you know that Amorgasm loves you. I love you. And I really appreciate that y'all listen to us and give us the feedback you do. I will have a lot of these little mini segments, mental health breakdowns for y'all. And even, I would guess, give y'all the feels, you know. I'll even add in some sex ones, but I feel like a mental health break was well needed for this, before the season 3 starts. I hope y'all have an amazing day, and count the 10 with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and take a deep breath and have a beautiful, beautiful day.